Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On August 2nd, 1875, the Barbados Globe reported that insurance was not just arriving in Barbados. It was already becoming an important part of everyday life. The newspaper carried advertisements from several insurance companies competing for the confidence of Barbadians. Leading the way was the Barbados Mutual Life Assurance Society, established in 1840 and incorporated by a special act in 1851. It proudly announced that its headquarters stood at number 20 High Street in Bridgetown. What made the company different was its focus. It only insured people living in the West Indies. That was a bold claim in the 19th century. Many overseas companies believed that living in the tropics meant greater risk and therefore charged much higher premiums. But Barbados Mutual argued that careful selection of policyholders had proven something different. According to the company, West Indian lives were almost as valuable as those in Great Britain and did not require the excessive premiums charged by foreign insurers. To back up that message, the advertisement listed its prices. A healthy 20-year-old could insure a life for $100 by paying just 63 cents every quarter, while someone aged 40 would pay 98 cents quarterly. Even at age 60, the quarterly premium was only $2. Customers could choose to pay every 3 months, every 6 months, or once a year. The society also promoted another benefit that sounds familiar even today: bonuses. It reported that its financial success had allowed it to contribute reversionary bonuses averaging about 2 1/3% per year on the amount insured. Policies ranged from $100 to $10,000, and customers who could no longer continue to pay their premiums had options. They could sell their policies back to the society on what it described as equitable terms, or receive a reduced paid-up policy instead of losing everything. Life insurance, however, was only part of the story. The same newspaper also advertised three well-known British fire insurance companies operating in Barbados. The Phoenix Fire Insurance Company, established in London in 1782, offered coverage through its local agents, Nightingale and Company. The Imperial Fire Insurance Company insured property against fire in both town and country through Lewis, Son and Company. Meanwhile, the Sun Fire Insurance Company, one of the oldest in the world, dating back to 1710, was represented locally by M. Cavan and Company. From 1875, these advertisements revealed something important about Barbados in the late 19th century. The island was deeply connected to international business while also developing strong local financial institutions. Homeowners, merchants, plantation owners and families all had opportunities to protect what mattered most, whether it was their property or their loved ones. More than 150 years later, these advertisements remind us that the desire to protect our families, homes, and futures is not a modern idea. It has been part of Barbadian life for generations, and the foundations of today's insurance industry were really being laid in the pages of the Barbados Globe, published on August 2nd, 1875.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.